Again, the league is considering making all possible pass interference plays subject to review. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
It is late January, so it's not surprising, but Arctic air is starting to descend on the midwestern part of the country again, sending that region into a real deep freeze that could last until the end of the month. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
That's the forecast from AccuWeather that tells us this air mass will be colder than the one last weekend. Meanwhile, Sarah Orsi of FlightAware tells us it's been a difficult day for the airlines due to the weather.
So far today, we have about 3,860 delays.
The hardest hit airline so far today is Utah-based SkyWest.
Today, in terms of airline disruption, SkyWest is the most impacted. They've canceled about 150 flights today.
Lawmakers in New York State have passed a state DREAM Act, allowing kids of illegal immigrants across that state loans and grants for college. The measure easily passed by the Democratic-led Assembly and Senate yesterday. That follows 8 years of being turned down in the Senate there, which had had a Republican majority until last November's election. And the governor of New Jersey is giving state residents the option of battling opioid addiction with medical marijuana. Governor Phil Murphy outlining his administration's plan yesterday to overcome the opioid epidemic. Over 3,000 people died in New Jersey last year because of drug overdoses. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success, America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's most successful entrepreneurs and acclaimed individuals as they share with you their stories of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you again for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, we've met a lot of impressive business leaders on this program who are running companies that have been household names for generations. And for a family-led company to survive multi-generations, that's quite a feat. I mean, we visited with Steve Forbes. Forbes magazine is in its fourth generation.
members of the Estee Lauder family who are now into the third generation of leadership, and William Randolph Hearst III recently, who's in the fourth generation of the Hearst Empire. Well, today we take a departure because we're going to meet a very impressive executive by the name of Bobby Brown, who has built her incredible company, Bobby Brown Cosmetics, into a household name in less than 20 years. Let's meet Bobby and find out the story behind this dynamic woman. Bobby Brown, welcome to Legends of Success.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Bobby, tell us, a lot of people, most people recognize your name and your product, but before we get into the story of how this whole thing happened, which is a tremendous story in American business history, give us an overview today, if you can, just a big picture of Bobby Brown Cosmetics, where they're located, maybe ballpark number retailers and kind of products you have.
Well, Bobby Brown Cosmetics is a worldwide brand, worldwide company. We are in probably over 300 doors in America, and we sell in, you know, very good department stores mostly, and online, and it's cosmetics that makes women look beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And you have had a difference, which we'll get into. You saw things differently than most people in your industry, and that's some of the defining factors we find in our guest. You also, I see that you're also an advisor or an editor, beauty editor for To The Day Show, am I correct?
Yes, I'm on The Today Show once a month, sometimes a couple times a month, and I've been doing that for 7 years. That's been a most excellent partnership.
Huh. I can imagine what that's done for business. I'm sure that makes the phone rings a little bit.
It does. It really does sell out products very quickly.
Yeah, that's just like a gold nugget. That's amazing. Also, I believe you're a columnist for a very well-known magazine.
Prevention Magazine. That column has been a couple years.
Mm-hmm. And you've had three very successful books. And by the way, my wife, Billy, thanks you. She loves them. They're tremendous. You want to talk about the books a little bit because they've been very successful.
Yeah, the books are great. I mean, first of all, a little known fact is I don't know how to type. So the books are written in the back seat of a car. I take a car service to work, and all my books are written by hand. Mm. I always have a co-writer. And the books, we have Bobby Brown Beauty, Bobby Brown Teenage Beauty, and Bobby Brown Beauty Evolution. And all of the books are a combination of self-esteem, manuals, inspiration, and a lot of tips to help you simply understand how to put your own makeup on.
And you know, we're going to get into your story later, but I just want to paint one picture is that you and the fabulous American icon who we unfortunately lost in recent history, Estee Lauder, our mutual friend Sally Sussman, who's on the board of the Estee Lauder Company, say that you and Estee had one specific thing that she thinks of always in common. Do you know what I'm alluding to?
Let me think.
It's the way you look at things.
The way we look at things?
Yes.
That's what we have in common?
She basically said that you and Estee, you look at every woman and find beauty, right, no matter who they are.
Oh, I do. I mean, I happen to be someone that also likes women without makeup. I enjoy that kind of beauty, and I try to help women understand that because I think that a lot of women are not used to seeing themselves without makeup. Mm-hmm. But then I also like women with makeup, and the kind of makeup I like is makeup that makes you look like you're not wearing makeup.
You know, that's always been a pet peeve of mine, and I think, and folks, by the way, men, don't go away because this is a business story, but we're showing the differentiation of what Bobby Brown does in a product line. You can apply it to anything. But the point here, Bobby, is I agree with you because when I look at women, sometimes they use makeup and they're not enhancing their beauty. They're looking like a clown.
Right. It robs their beauty. I always say that it's more important when people say you look beautiful than when someone says, oh, is that a new eyeshadow?
Yes, I got you. Well, you know, right now, I believe you're in 30-some countries. Okay,
right.
You're all over the world. Mm-hmm. Let's go back and see where this began, because your story is a beauty. It's a great one, no pun intended.
Right.
Let's go back to just outside Chicago. Tell us.
I was born in Wilmette, Illinois, which is about, you know, a half hour from the city, mm-hmm. to very young parents, 20 and 21, James and Sandra. Mm-hmm. First child, I have a brother and a sister, and I grew up, you know, very suburban, you know, public school and, you know, just a regular family. My dad's an attorney, mm-hmm. and my mother was a homemaker.
Mm-hmm. And when you were a kid, did you have a dream of becoming an entrepreneur, Bobby?
The only dream I had when I was a kid was to be a mother and to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. And I am both.
You are both.
I am both. But no, I had no dreams or desires to either, you know, work with cosmetics or far from, you know, having a business, you know, being a CEO. That was definitely a big surprise.
So you're just a happy-go-lucky kid living an average life in suburbia.
Right, normal kid. You know, the only thing that happened differently is my parents divorced when I was in eighth grade, and, you know, that was, you know, the biggest trauma of my life, but, you know, like everyone else who goes through that, you deal.
How did you deal with it, and did, how did that you take that incident and make a better person out of yourself from it?
Well, for me, I was going into high school. It was the summer going into high school. So timing for me was actually, you know, not a huge problem. My younger brothers and sisters, it affected them more. I was, you know, busy with my friends. You know, I was a very social kid. And I was the opposite of what you would consider someone in the business world, you know, being that kind of a student. I was a very average student. I struggled with anything that had to do with numbers, math, science, anything that was to do with any kind of creativity. For example, I would take a history class, and instead of, you know, having to read a book, we would do a project, and I would create, you know, a city, or I would create, you know, a society. I excelled. I got to think about it and really do well, but I was not a classic learner, and growing up, I thought, you know, that I wasn't very bright. My parents even just said, oh, she's never going to really be anything except, you know, probably a great mom. Mm-hmm. You know, very social. So I really struggled, and I had a lot of inferiority complexes because I just couldn't understand, you know, what the, you know, math teacher was talking about, what the science teacher. I couldn't even deal with typing.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, now it's very funny. If I was a kid now, I mean, I'm a parent now. I have three kids. And if I was a kid now, I would expect, A, to someone to get me a tutor or to, you know, someone to say, this is a kid that learns differently. You know what? I am really smart, and I'm smart, you know, I think I'm a lot smarter than a lot of the kids I went to school with that were great, you know, with books and numbers. And for my business model, sure. I do things more from my gut than I do from my brain, and it sure works a lot better.
I love it. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Bobby Brown, the cosmetics mogul, who, listen to this story, it's incredible. I hope students are listening. I hope parents are listening. I hope teachers are listening. Here's a woman, as a young lady, as a student, felt she was average. She had her insecurities. She had struggles with studies. But she must have done something right, because look where she is today. She's all over the globe with this product. And you had no vision. I guess, what were your earlier jobs before you went to college? Anything special?
Well, my first job, I can't believe they actually hired me, but I sold shoes at Carson Perry Scott with all of my friends. So yeah. It was a lot of fun. You know, we would give, like, babies, you know, shoes, how they trusted us, 16-year-old kids. But that was my first job selling shoes. And I tried to get a job in the makeup, you know, behind a counter. No one would hire me. And now, you know, Marshall Fields, I think, was one of the stores I went to go get a job. And now we're in Marshall Fields. Thank you very much. And I always joke with them, you know.
I love it. Folks, we're hearing a great story. You've heard the basics. Like every other or most American kids out there, Bobby Brown is telling us her story. When we get back from the break, you're going to find out how she had a passion, a drive, and a desire to make a difference. And boy, did she make a difference. You're listening to Legends of Success. We'll be back with more of Bobby Brown right after this.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success, and we're visiting with cosmetics mogul Bobby Brown, who started out with a dream, an idea, and a passion to make a difference. And that's really what happened. I guess she almost fell into it by accident. Bobby, we're going back. You grew up an average kid. You shared with us not much difference. Your parents divorced as you're going into high school. You overcame whatever obstacles that may have created. Somehow you got into college, but did you go to college for makeup? What were you looking for?
Well, I graduated high school a semester early. You know, I was always a good girl, so I did my things. I graduated early.
And you said you weren't bright.
Well, I'd get average grades. I struggled, and I got really average grades. You know? I don't think I got, you know, many A's in school, but I managed to get all of my requirements out of the way.
Okay.
I graduated early only because I had a boyfriend who was a year older, and they went to college. So I graduated 6 months early, and I joined them. At University of Wisconsin, but at Oshkosh.
Okay.
So I did that for 6 months, and then I transferred to University of Arizona, again, with my friends,
sure.
Not with any direction, not with anything. So University of Arizona back then was, in the 70s, was a big party school. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going to classes, and there'd be, like, a teacher standing in the front of this giant auditorium and, like, you know, hundreds of us sitting back there. And literally, from the second I sat there, my mind just zoomed out. I could not focus on, you know, this little person and what he was doing. So I made it through the year, and I came home at the end of the year, and I told my mother, I want to drop out of school. I don't feel motivated. She said, what do you want to do with your life? I said, Mom, I have no idea. She said, this is the best thing she ever said to me. She said, forget what you want to do with your life. Pretend today's your birthday. You could do anything you want. And I stopped, and I thought, and I said, you know what? I'd love to go to Marshall Fields and play with makeup. And she said, why don't you become a makeup artist? And I said, I don't want to go to beauty school. She said, I'm sure there's a college that you could find that you could study makeup. And I found Emerson College in Boston. I transferred, and then that was the next stage of my life.
How brilliant. How brilliant. You know, your mom made you step back, take a deep breath, and look at the big picture.
And you know what? People forget about common sense. Common sense is worth more than any degree anywhere.
You know, it's the little stuff. It's the common sense little things that create success. Do you agree with that?
Well, I'll quote one of my kids. Duh. Yes.
Wait, how do you spell that?
D-U-H, I don't know. You're asking me how to spell? I don't know.
I love it. But it's the little things that matters. And it's like, it's how you treat an executive's assistant. If you want to make a presentation or sell to an executive, you better not forget that the person that answers that phone, the people you deal with, are some of the most powerful people in your career. And people forget that, don't they, Bobby?
And you know what? My parents taught me how to look people in the eye, say please and thank you, do the right thing, and I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's the most famous person that I've worked with, and I've worked with many, or, you know, someone who's opening the door that, you know, cleans their house. You know what? It's about looking them in the eye and caring and being nice.
Being a human being.
Being a human being. And we'll get to my office later, too. When you walk into my office, it's things that make the difference because people spend a lot of time in the office.
I love it. I love it. Well, you get out of college, okay? Your first year, you weren't into makeup. What'd you do?
No. Well, I graduated from Emerson College. Emerson mm-hmm. College is an amazing school. When I got in, it was a very easy school to get into. Now it's really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Boston, and it's a mass communication school. They specialize in theater and television and all these great things. I studied makeup. I have a degree in theatrical makeup and a minor in photography. So when I got to Emerson, it was basically creative kids like me. It was unbelievable. So I had a great three-year run. I was offered, you know, an internship at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York. I didn't take it. But when I graduated school, I did a very important thing. I waitressed for a year.
And what did you learn from that? And I'm serious. You must have learned something important.
I learned from Emerson what you put into something is what you get out of something. All right, number one, because
yes.
I designed my own major.
Mm-hmm.
But then waiting on tables, a couple things. I knew I could always pay my rent. And I also now know how important it is to be nice to your server because it is not an easy job.
Oh, absolutely.
So but at least I knew I could always pay my rent.
Well, it's also boot camp and dealing with people.
Right.
You know, you must have learned a lot there. Well, so after this, now here's where the story really gets interesting, in my opinion. Not that it's been mm-hmm. boring. It's been interesting, of course. But here's where it gets interesting. Tell the folks where you moved to and who you knew where you went.
Well, I moved to New York.
And how many people did you know?
I didn't know anyone.
That's what I thought.
I didn't know anyone. So, you know, people always say, like, how did you start? What did you do? Well, back then, all I wanted to do was be a makeup artist. I decided I had seen a magazine, a Mademoiselle magazine, when I was in college about a freelance makeup artist that did all the fashion shows, magazines, and I said, that's what I want to do. So I moved to New York, and I didn't know anyone. I tried to get a waitressing job. I couldn't get one. I said, okay, then I've got to make it as a makeup artist.
Oh.
I pulled out the Yellow Pages. I looked under makeup, I looked under models, photography, and I went to see the makeup union, I went to you know, modeling agencies, and, you know, you're nice to people, they give you a list of all the photographers that you need to go meet, and, you know, it took a while, it took, you know, 3 months, and I started slowly working, you know, very slowly.
How many rejections did you get until you really start getting your first work?
Well, I would say it took me about 3 months to get my first opportunity to do a magazine shoot, and that was pretty quick, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was 6 months. So there was, you know, hundreds of rejection. And I remember a photographer that looked at me and said, you will never work. Your things, you can't do theatrical makeup and this. And he basically tore me down. Well, I ended up years later working with him, reminding him. But
good for you.
You know, but you know what? I just never took no for an answer. When one door closes, another one opens. And I just seemed to have a very straight, narrow vision. And I had a really good role model growing up, my Papa Sam. My grandfather came over from Russia, and, you know, typical story, you know, didn't know anyone, and he started, you know, selling shoes, you know, he made handbags, and eventually he sold cars. He became Cadillac Sam in Chicago, and
wow.
Every single night after dinner, we would sit there and take his envelopes and stuff them, you know, to all his customers. There'd always be some promotion. It was, you know, work and business. I mean,
wow.
It's a shame that he's not here to see what happened to me. But I'm sure he's watching.
He's watching. Well, so you had a lot of struggles, and you had a lot of rejections. You know, I'm going to read you a quote from Estee mm-hmm. Lauder, who's one of my all-time heroes.
Uh-huh.
And she said, "The most insidious myth of all is the one that promises magic formulas and instant success.
Mm-hmm.
It does not happen that way. I cried more than I ate. There was constant attention to detail, lost hours of sleep, worries, and heartaches. Friends and family didn't let a day go by without discouraging me. They all tried to discourage me." And she then went on to say, "Despite all the naysayers, there was never a moment when I considered giving up." Do you reflect that?
I will reflect that. But, you know, the difference between us is, you know, definitely many years. So, you know, she was such a pioneer because back then women didn't work, let alone start their own business. So, you know, I also have three children. And, you know, for me, my family comes first. You know, that is number one. And my makeup company, you know, comes second. But I just never gave up. It wasn't even an option.
I love it. It's not an option. I mean, you had the vision. But there was a time it was really getting tough. Weren't you about 30 years old and you were you called your husband at the time, and he just said, "Honey, this is tough. You're out on a makeup job somewhere."
Well, this was I was right before 30. I got married. I'd met my husband. I was 30. We got married. I was 30 and a half or 31, and I got a phone call to go to Tahiti with Bruce Weber, who's the most famous photographer, to do a Ralph Lauren campaign for a couple weeks. It was more money than at the time than I could imagine, and the thought of me being away from my husband was just devastating to me. And you know, believe me, at the time we needed the money, and he just said, "You know what? Don't go, and we'll figure something out." And that's when I kind of had this idea for a lipstick.
Yes.
With one lipstick.
And that's pretty incredible. And as you were working, and before we get into this idea, because this is where the story really builds just incredibly, let's talk about some of the famous people you worked your way up. So you became a famous, you know, Bruce Weber was a famous photographer.
Right.
You had some reputation as a hot makeup artist.
My dream was to have a Vogue cover, and I guess 7 years after I moved to New York, you know, I worked my way up to a Vogue cover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's many steps along the way, but that was kind of, you know, the Big Apple.
Sure.
And I got that, and that was really great, and I was, you know, a working makeup artist. And there, being freelance, you know, having agents, there's a ton of struggle. I mean, you know, anyone that wants to start their own thing and go freelance knows that it's not easy. You know, you're happy when you have jobs. You're miserable when you don't have jobs. I mean, there's so many things.
Give me three names, famous names of people recognized that you worked on back then.
You know, actresses?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Like, back then, my first, I did the Rolling Stones. That was one of my first big celebrities.
Okay, there's five.
That was pretty fun.
Yes.
I did, Tony Randall was one of my early ones. Mike Tyson, Joan Jett.
You know,
I mean, but I work with celebrities every week. So
of course.
I just worked with Sheryl Crow last week, and, you know, I'm really lucky to do all those fun
Not
things.
Only that, you're a great source for referrals to me for guests. We got to take a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, Bobbi Brown, when we get back, we're going to explain and share the story of how her business exploded with a new idea. I'm John Resnick. This is Legends of Success.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com. We responded to your calls and emails and now post each week's show for you to listen to free of charge at legendsofsuccess.com. Every week, a great guest to listen to, learn from, and enjoy at your convenience. Look for the link right on the main page at legendsofsuccess.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A verbal back and forth continues after a controversial incident caught on video last Friday near the March for Life in Washington. After the student seen standing face to face with a Native American elder as he drums, claims yesterday he wasn't smirking in Nathan Phillips' face. Phillips says today of Nicholas Sandman's TV appearance yesterday.
Coached and written up for him, insincerity, lack of responsibility. Those are the words I came up with.
Phillips and Sandman appearing a day apart on NBC's Today Show. Yesterday, Sandman claimed there that he has total respect for Phillips. Begrudgingly, President Trump says he will respect House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's cancellation of next week's State of the Union address and will deliver his address in the House chambers once the government shutdown is over. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
And now, some legendary advice from the Legends of Success. Buddy McLean and his partners operate nearly 100 Sonic drive-ins.
You know, several times I looked at where I wanted to go and I said, you know, is it possible? Are you capable of doing that? Or is your team capable of doing that? And you just got to keep the dream and you got to keep the faith. But the main thing is you've got to stay focused. We've made a lot of mistakes and we've done a lot of things right. And that's part of our mentoring program that we have is, if I've already learned from that mistake, why should you have to learn it? Let me teach it to you. And that's part of entrepreneur and that's part of mentorship.
Learn more about the Legends. Visit legendsofsuccess.com.
We're back on Legends of Success with Bobby Brown, the cosmetics mogul. Bobby, before we took a break, you're working. You absolutely, I think, had a fast track. Somebody, maybe it was your Papa Sam. Is that what you call your grandfather?
Yeah, Papa.
I had a Papa Sam, too. He was my mom's dad. In any event, you had a fairly fast track. I'm not saying it was easy, but now you worked up. You are a big-time, well-known makeup artist working with all the stars, and you see something in the marketplace that's missing, like all great entrepreneurs have done. Tell me about it and what happened.
Well, I used to carry my bag of makeup with me to work, and I realized that it was killing my back. It was just so heavy. I had so much stuff, and I realized you don't need all these things. You know, you really only need the basics. You need just one taupe eyeshadow, one bone. And so I just thought, you know, it would make total sense to do something really simple and edited. But even before that, I started the company because I couldn't find lipsticks on the market that looked like lips and had no bad smell. All the lipsticks you'd buy have these very, you know, fancy French perfume in them, and they were greasy, and, you know, excuse my language, Mom, but they reminded me of my mom's lipstick.
Oh, poor Mom. But some of them were gross. Looked like Bozo the Clown.
You know, the colors were bad, you know, the very first thing I ever designed was a brown lipstick that looked like I wish my lips looked. So it was a darker lip color.
And how did you design that? I mean, did you take...
I mixed it. I took some lipsticks that existed. I mixed, you know, like a beigey lipstick with a brown taupey eye pencil, and I, you know, would wear it on my lips. And then one day, because I also believe in karma, one day I was doing a shoot with Mademoiselle Magazine at a pharmacy in New York, and there was a chemist there. I was talking to him, and I told him about this lipstick I want to do. And he said, I'll make it for you. So he lives somewhere in Pennsylvania, and, you know, I got his phone number, and he made it. You know, I showed him what I wanted. He made it. We sent it back and forth. Eventually, we came up with the lipstick, and he said, you know, I'll make it for you. No big deal. And then I said, you know what? This is amazing. I bet people would love this. I said, you know, and I said, everyone would love this lipstick. And then I thought, as I creative people do, I said, you know what? Not everyone would love brown. Some people like pink and red and orange, but there's got to be the right shade of each color, which being a makeup artist, I always mixed and blended my own thing. So the orange would be wearable, the red would be wearable, and I discovered with him that this beigey tone mixed into all the bright tones toned things down enough so they looked wearable. So I came up with a 10 lipstick edited collection that he was going to make for me, and I thought, ooh, I bet people would like this. Now we just have to tell them about it. So I called my friend at Glamour Magazine, who is a beauty editor. She wrote about it. We produce these things, and, you know, now I've learned it's called marketing and PR.
Well, now, when you went in business with this, did you have to come up with a lot of money, or was he your partner? How did
when
this
we,
work?
When we started this, there was no money involved. He produced the lipsticks, and our deal was he got $7.50. We'd sell them for $15. He got $7.50. I got $7.50. That's how we started this company. Well, you know, that can only take you so far.
Sure.
And, you know, we started selling these things, and, you know, he shipped them out, and I think it was his home phone number we had in the magazine.
That's great.
And then, you know, I was at a party one day in New York, and I was talking to this woman, what do you do? And she said, oh, I'm a cosmetics buyer at Bergdorf.
Oh, no.
And I said, ah, I have this idea.
Yeah.
She said, okay, I'm going to, you know, let me bring it in. So she brought it in, and she told the Bergdorf guys, and they said, great, we'll take it. She called me. I couldn't believe it. But then I had to get serious. So he could not produce, so then I had to take these and produce them elsewhere.
Well, let me ask you quick. When that editor of Glamour magazine put the ad in the paper, I understand she put an 800 number in there for sales, right?
Right.
What I'm told is that you just got absolutely bombarded.
We did. We got bombarded. I mean, not like you'd get bombarded today with the internet, but we got a lot, you know, hundreds and hundreds of orders of these lipsticks.
Okay. So then we're moving on. And then you met the lady.
The Bergdorf lady. So she, you know.
100 lipsticks, right? 100 on a table?
10.
Oh, 10.
10. No, 10 lipsticks.
Oh,
10 lipsticks. So she and the story about Bergdorf is that they said yes, and then I was so excited, so I had to go find, you know, the right things to get it done. You know, my husband, who's an attorney and a businessman, you know, was there for me because, you know, A, I needed stability, and I needed someone with, you know, some brains that I didn't have, which was business brains.
He's a graduate of Harvard.
Harvard, yes.
Yes.
Very smart. I married well. Okay.
All right. So, well, he didn't do bad either.
No, he didn't. So one day I was at a shoot. I was doing a catalog for Saks, and I beeped into my voicemail, and I got a message. I think it wasn't a voice. I think it was an answering machine back then.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a message from the buyer from Bergdorf. Bobby, I have really bad news, but we can't take it. We have too many things.
Oh.
So my stomach dropped, and I was like, okay, it's over. And I was with these people from Saks, and I got off the phone, and I was telling them about these lipsticks that are going to be in Bergdorf's. And the Saks people said, don't bring them to Bergdorf's. We want them.
Oh,
so
boy.
I call back the Bergdorf girl. I said, I got your message. That's too bad, but don't worry. Saks wants them.
Uh-oh.
And she called me back 10 minutes later. We'll take them. And it was Saks. Didn't even know about them. It was the art directors on the shoot. But that I learned from my grandfather. So that was the first time I kind of played a little... You know.
Well, exactly. So you had to do what you have to do to survive, but you moved on. Tell me about when you set up a table. There were how many pieces on a first day? Was that Neiman Marcus?
No, that was at Bergdorf. So we opened. I had just had my first baby. So, you know, meanwhile, preparing this whole thing, I was pregnant with my first child.
Yeah, and I want to bring that up, folks. You know, it's not like she was out there doing somersaults. I mean, you're expecting. You've got a child on the way, and you decide to go on business. Well, there's a new challenge.
Right. You know, and I was talking to editors on the phone when my newborn was, you know, spitting up on me. It was really lovely, but, you know.
Got any pictures?
It's real life. So we opened,
it.
You know, we finally opened. We invited the editors. We thought we would sell 100 the first month, we projected, and we sold 100 the first day.
Oh, boy.
But I have since learned that a lot of those were sold to men in suits, which were all the competitors, because they had never seen anything like this.
That is amazing. And, you know, when we get back, Bob, you have to take a quick break. We're going to move on with your story, which I find absolutely fascinating. And folks, it's another example of how our time just robs us. I wish this story could go on for several hours. She's got such a phenomenal story. But one day, we're going to talk later on in this next segment. Bobby Brown gets a dream call from a business executive that changed her life. I'm John Resnick. We're hearing the story of Bobby Brown. Folks, in less than 20 years, this woman has built an empire, and she's done it with integrity. And we're going to also ask when we get back, how do you balance your life with business and home and the kids and your husband? How do you do it all? Folks, we're on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
If you are a baby boomer with 200,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. Plus, as an added bonus, our retirement income kit, packed full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you are a baby boomer with 200,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today. at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Telling their stories across America, from Maine to Hawaii, from Washington State to Florida. These are America's greatest success stories. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Bobby Brown Cosmetics, a household name in the cosmetic and the upscale retail market in hundreds and hundreds of outlets around America in 30 countries around the globe. We've got her today as our guest. Bobby, I got to also mention then, you've been on television shows. When was the first time you were on Oprah, and what did that do for your business?
Well, the first time I was on Oprah, she was only in Chicago, so it wasn't as big of a as it is now. Mm-hmm. But I've been on Oprah about 10 times, and the story I like to tell is when my second book came out, I was on Oprah, and I think we were on Amazon, 300 and something, and as soon as Oprah was on, I was number 5, and only Harry Potter was 1, 2, 3, and 4, so I consider that number 1, because you could not have beat Harry Potter at that time.
Oh, did she get any free samples?
Oh, Oprah wears all my makeup.
Sure. So let's go back. I mean, we were talking before about how this business just start growing, and eventually you get a call from a big mogul, but I'll let you lead into how that happened.
We were probably, 4 years into our business life, and we were the number one line at Neiman Marcus, and, we beat Lauder, who was number one for many years,
mm-hmm.
and we get a phone call. A nice man wants to have dinner with us named Leonard Lauder. Well, we were not for sale, but, of course, I went and had dinner, and if anyone knows Leonard Lauder, there is not a human being on the earth as amazing as him.
I know him, and he is probably one of the most incredible people kind people I've ever met in my life.
He's amazing. We had this wonderful dinner at his apartment overlooking Central Park, and he had the exact kind of food I like to eat, and it was really pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And, he basically said, "You beat me. I want to buy you."
Did he really say that?
That was the first thing he said. So, it took about a year, but we eventually did sell the company. People always want to know why. And the reason is that, I'm a mother. I've got 3 kids. I've got a wonderful husband. I did not want to spend my life, with shoulder pads traveling the world.
Sure.
I really wanted to, grow my business and be able to have a quality of life that I wanted.
Without getting too personal, what took a year? Did you first say no?
Are you kidding? No. We never said no. But, by the time you meet and you meet and you meet and then the numbers guys meet and meet and meet and then the lawyers meet and meet. We were literally when we agreed and signed the deal, we were in Nantucket and we were at our cars, our Jeeps on the beach and, my husband's battery was running. He'd have to drive in circles, so his phone would work.
Sure.
But we finally agreed. We were on the beach in Nantucket. It was quite fun.
Bobby Brown is our guest on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll be right back.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at #BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Good morning, Hunterton. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterton kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterton County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterton, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Our guest today is Bobby Brown from Bobby Brown Cosmetics. Okay, Bobby, you grew the business barely 5 years later. You get that magic call from Leonard Lauder. Did you get postpartum depression from selling the business?
I think for like 5 seconds. You know, I had 2 children at the time, and I really didn't because, you know, there was many reasons why we had a business partner that we started the company with that we were not never got along with, you know, from the beginning, and so that was one reason to sell the company.
Oh, perfect timing.
We didn't have to deal with them.
Well, and the fact is, if you're going to sell it, and you sell it to like folks like the Lauder family, and we're talking about Leonard, you take
right.
you take the wife Evelyn, she's as sweet as he is.
Adult.
I mean,
but you know what? They're really smart because you know they gave me total autonomy. They have from day one, and you know I have learned what, you know, a lot of people sell their business and a lot of people don't end up with companies.
Sure.
But it's so easy to, you know, it's all common sense. It's everything my parents taught us and it's just common sense about figuring out what the right thing to do is and if, you know, they might suggest things that they think I should do and if I don't agree, I just say, okay, uh-huh, and I don't do it. It's very simple. They make suggestions and sometimes they're good and sometimes I don't believe in it. You know, the company does well, so they let me be.
Like my friends that started and built Clipper Magazine, and they sold out to Gannett, and they said it was just, it was beautiful, and they're
right.
still there for a while. And you're still, and so you're still with, obviously, working with the Estee Lauder Company, although they bought you out. That must have been a sweet payday. Did they come in one check?
I don't know, because I'm not a numbers guy. I could ask my husband that.
Oh, that's
know?
Right.
I'm very lucky. I don't have to deal with any of that, but no, it didn't.
All right.
But, you know, they're such great partners because they really are there for things that we couldn't do. And, you know, I mean, anything from our office is downtown.
Yeah, sure.
You know, just things that are much more important to the Bobby brand.
Right. Well,
differentiated.
And I got to tell you something. And folks, I've said this before, okay? The co-workers of a business are 9 out of 10 times a direct reflection of the owners or the business leaders of that business. I see it time and time again. And anyone that I have met from the Estee Lauder organization, Sally Sussman and Jennifer Mann, all these, aren't they all the same culture that are, like, kind but brilliant?
No, definitely. And, you know, for us, any makeup artist you talk to behind the counter at Bobby Brown, they're nice.
Yes.
They're knowledgeable and they're kind. You know, as a brand, we do really things that help empower women, and that's important. You know, to me, makeup is about making someone look good and feel good so that they could have a better life. It's not just frivolous. Makeup is actually necessary.
You were incredibly wise, lucky, visionary when it came to, and I know they're saying, there he goes, blowing smoke again. When it came to balancing all this,
right.
you know, from everything I can tell, you've got a very successful marriage, a very successful. How did you do it? What was the challenge? How did you do it?
Well, put it this way: I don't even know what time it is now, and I've gone to the gym. I've had a business meeting. I'm doing this, and I haven't showered. Okay, I mean, you can't do everything, so I will go home before dinner and you know take a nice little bath quickly. But you know, it's really important that you have your priorities. My work calendar, my kids, school things, important school things are on there first. So I know never to book any kind of trips when my kids have, you know, their winter concert or whatever it is, or graduation.
Sure. Those,
so my family things come first. That's number one. My husband is a great role model, and he has really taught me how to, you know, let go of things. And, you know, you make sure that you hire the people that are good at what they do, and you work with them. And everything I do is fun, or I wouldn't do it. And I'm really lucky because a lot of people work, and it's not fun.
Yeah, oh, there's no question. You've got an assistant that's absolutely phenomenal, Craig Rose. You know, I dealt with him over the last week. We had to reschedule and do things.
Right.
He is so cool. He's so mellow. He goes with the flow, and he's part shrink, I think.
Oh, and he also called me and said, you know, we need to do this, and you need to do it this day. And I said, okay, fine.
Well,
whatever you say.
Thanks for Craig. He needs a plug.
Yeah.
Priorities. Let's talk about giving back. What have you done with your success, Bobby, that's helping other people?
Well, first of all, I'm lucky because what I choose to do, corporate always will really sponsor us. So we're a very big part of Dress for Success. I'm on the board of Dress for Success. It's an organization that helps underprivileged women go from welfare to work after they go through trainings, and we help them, you know, get their body look, their makeup. We, you know, we get clothes donated. It's a nationwide program, and I'm on the board of this because I could make a huge difference. I'm not on five boards. I'm on one board. Because I do it because I make a really big – I work really hard, and I make a big difference.
Well, Bobby, in the last couple of minutes here, we've got people that are listening. I got moms from broken homes. I got husbands from broken homes with kids. They're struggling. What bit of advice or inspiration, and even for entrepreneurs that have a well-balanced life, what inspiration to get to that next level?
Well, it sounds really silly, but first of all, you have to breathe.
Right.
You have to take a step back and you have to breathe. And you have to kind of figure out what makes sense. And, you know, first of all, starting a business is not easy, but you have got to have something that does not exist. Me too things don't work.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to really have an idea that, you know, you're passionate about. And, you know, you have to have an amazing team around you. You know, I am only brilliant because I have the most amazing, you know, president of my company who we basically share sentences and she supports me. And my entire team around me are, you know, just make my job so easy that I'm so good at delegating that, you know what, sometimes I'm not even needed.
You know something? And that is, and folks, you know, if you're a regular listener, what Bobby's saying has been echoed time and time again. We've had David Neeleman, the founder of JetBlue Airways. Mm-hmm. He has total ADD. So did Paul Orfla.
I'm completely ADD. We didn't even get on that thing. I'm total ADD. But, you know, a lot of brilliant people do. And what we do is we have ideas and visions that we're really good at getting people to do things for us.
Well, you know, and it's amazing. And what you do, you just said it, what David Neeleman said, what Paul Orfla, the founder of Kinko's. Okay, you got ADD. Well, then let's realize the strengths. And what all of you have done, which actually everybody should do in business, is you surround yourself with a team whose members are brighter than you. Check your egos at the door. Don't be intimidated by someone who's smarter and bring people in that are brighter than you, and you delegate.
And I've always done what I'm good at, and I've always had other people do what I'm not good at. And luckily, the president will explain to me and tell me what's going on with the business, and I will have, you know, very bright, you know, answers to what should happen. But, mm-hmm. you know, I cannot look at a spreadsheet. Oh, my God.
Intimidation. You know, it's funny because when we were prepping, one of your assistants called and says, now, listen, Bobby doesn't want to talk about numbers. So I didn't bring up a lot of the financials because that's not your thing. You're the creative person. Bobby, you've been a fabulous guest. I know how busy you are. We do hope to bring you back again sometime because you're just a lot of wisdom, and you're a great lady.
I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. Very special thanks to Sally Sussman of the Estee Lauder Companies, Craig Rose and Claudia Schaum from Bobby Brown's office, and Michael Parks, producer, and Billy Resnick, my best friend. Most of all, I want to thank you for being with us today for another edition of Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
Mike Hewitt here. Instead of a willingness to negotiate, to be reasonable, and to solve the problems facing our Union of States, Speaker Pelosi seeks greater division, resistance, that is, if resistance saves and ingratiates her with her base. Imagine a Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives seeking to thwart a U.S. President's State of the Union address. Keep this in mind. A peaceful transfer of power is foundational and the precedents being established against this president does not bode well for our country's future. Meanwhile, Governor Newsom of California wants to tax drinking water, and Mayor de Blasio of New York City wants to seize the private property of problem owners. What's becoming of our Union of States? Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five people shot and killed in a Sebring, Florida bank yesterday, and the suspected gunman, 21-year-old Zevon Zaver, just made his first court appearance.
Mr. Zaver, as I stated, you have five counts of felony capital murder. Based on it being a capital offense, the court is going to hold you without bond.
That's the judge there ordering Zaver, a former correctional officer trainee, held on no bond. There's no word on what the motive was for the shootings. After earlier saying he wouldn't, President Trump says he will delay his State of the Union address until after the government shutdown is over. After House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled next week's scheduled address in the House chamber, saying it shouldn't happen until the government's fully funded again. The Senate's to vote on two bills today that could end the shutdown, but they're both expected to die in the House. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Despite a government shutdown, Americans seeking unemployment benefits for the first time have dropped to levels not seen since November 1969. The Labor Department says 199,000 workers filed initial jobless claims last week, a decrease of 13,000 from the previous week. Analysts expected to see a slight increase. An update now on the arrest of a licensed practical nurse who worked at a healthcare facility in Phoenix. A woman who was in a vegetative state at Hacienda Healthcare, recently giving birth to a son.
36-year-old Nathan Sutherland will be charged with sexual assault and vulnerable adult abuse. Police Chief Jerry Williams.
We owed this arrest to the victim. We owed this arrest to the newest member of our community, that innocent baby.
Authorities arrested Sutherland after comparing his DNAs to the baby's. The baby boy is doing well and is with the mother's family.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
An actor who is known for his bad temper has pleaded guilty to a charge of harassment following a November scuffle over a parking spot. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
During a Wednesday morning court appearance in Manhattan, 60-year-old Alec Baldwin accepted a plea deal on a second-degree harassment violation, with tougher attempted assault charges dropped. He was fined over $100 and must complete an anger management course by the time he returns to court in March. Baldwin admitting to pushing a man over a parking spot last November near his Greenwich Village home. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For the first time in the 83 years of balloting for the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, a player has been elected by a unanimous vote. John Clemens reports.
Mariano Rivera was named in all 425 ballots cast. Rivera told us he was just happy to be in the major leagues.
I was just happy to be in the big leagues and play and give the New York Yankees as many championships that I can do it. You know, so, I mean, but this was just beyond my imagination.
Hall of Fame voting also included fellow pitcher Mike Messina, along with the late Roy Halladay, and designated hitter third baseman Edgar Martinez. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.